This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, today's episode is about how to find and articulate your why statement, which is your purpose, the reason why you do what you do. At work, at home, at anything that you do. It's your driving force. That's what your why is. And it was inspired by a book called Find Your Why, written by Simon Sinek and his co-authors David Mead and Peter Docker. Now, Simon is the author of a really popular book that you might have heard of called Start With Why. And in that book, he basically talks about how important it is that we start with why rather than starting with all the details and the minutiae of what we do and how we do it and all that stuff. He tells us that all businesses, organizations, and careers, they operate on three levels: what we do, how we do it, and why we do it. And we're all acquainted with what we do, right? The products that we sell, the services we offer, the jobs that we do. And a few of us know how we do it, the things that we think differentiate us or make us unique compared to the rest of the crowd or our competition and our coworkers and stuff like that. But very few of us can clearly articulate why we do what we do. And that's the key right there, man. If you want to be able to inspire people to buy your product, to become part of your organization or your team, to champion your cause, if you want to inspire somebody to hire you, if you're looking for a job, start with why. Rather than talking about everything you can do and all of the features and advantages and the benefits of the product or all the skills that you've acquired, all that stuff is all well and good if you follow it up with your why. Because your why is, it's that purpose, that unique purpose, the cause, the belief that drives you or your organization. And your why is sort of your calling card, right? That's what people say. Okay, they look at you and they say, okay, this is what he does. That's what he's all about. That's what he stands for, right? It communicates to the world why you do what you do, why your company exists, why you get out of bed every morning, and why anybody should give a damn. So how do you start with why? How do you communicate your why? Because if you can learn to do this, then you will be able to inspire anyone to help you do anything or to become part of your team, to buy your ideas, to buy your products, to hire you for a job. And they give plenty of examples in the book summary, and they go through the stages of how to uncover your why, discover your why. They've got this why discovery process that they lay out. And in that, they also have a template that they provide, like a format for how to actually structure your why statement or your why, basically communicating your purpose with clarity. And so essentially they tell us that, hey, it needs to be simple, it needs to be clear, actionable, it needs to be focused on how you'll contribute to others, and it needs to be expressed in affirmative language that really resonates with you, right? Meaningful words, things that kind of stir up your emotions and get you pumped. And I'll share with you my why in this episode as well as we dive into it. And they also tell us again that your why statement, it should be powerful and it should be short. You should be able to encapsulate all of the qualities that we just talked about: simple, clear, actionable, focused on contribution, and in affirmative, powerful, positive language. And you should be able to encapsulate all this stuff, and you should be able to do so in one single sentence, right? It should also be something that's kind of evergreen, meaning that it should be applicable to everything that you do, both personally and professionally, without separation, no separation. As the authors write in the book about your why, They say that it's a statement of your value at work as much as it is the reason that your friends love you. They say we don't have a professional why and a personal why. We are who we are, wherever we are. Your contribution is not a product or a service. It's the thing around which everything you do, the decisions you make, the risks you take, the tasks you perform, the products you sell, it's where all that stuff aligns to bring about the impact that you want to make in the world. And so with that, they provide us with a simple format to use as you draft your why, as you come up with your why, find it and sort of communicate it to anyone and everyone. And it's a really, really simple format, and it goes like this. To blank so that blank. The first blank, that's it, by the way, that's it. Just one sentence, and you want to use those words and then fill in the blanks yourself, right? My why, for instance, is to empower and educate people everywhere so that they can improve their lives and achieve their goals. That's my why, to empower and educate people everywhere so that they can improve their lives and achieve their goals. That's what I'm about, baby. Everything that I do is in line with that why, both personally as well as professionally, both in my business as well as at home, both when I'm talking to potential business partners as well as when I'm talking to my family and friends. They know that's what I'm about. That's what I stand for. That's my cause, right? And you can use this template, this format of sorts, to create your own why. And again, to blank so that blank. The first blank, it represents your contribution, right? The contribution you make to the lives of others through your why, your purpose. And then the second blank represents the impact of your contribution. And again, your job, it's to plug in the blanks to create your own unique why statement. But again, before you start creating yours, and before we talk about any more details, let's give you another example. We'll give you a detailed example of one of the authors of the book, Simon Sinek, and then I'll give you a detailed example, a breakdown of my own why. So here's how Simon Sinek, one of the authors of Find Your Why, articulates and expresses his own why. His why is to inspire people to do the things that inspire them so that together we can change our world. To inspire people to do the things that inspire them so that together we can change our world. Now, the impact Simon wants to make is for each of us to change the world in however way that we can for the better. But that alone, it's not going to be enough. It's too broad. It's incomplete until his intended impact is combined with his contribution, right? The work that he actually does on Monday morning to make change happen. Right? Those two things, impact plus contribution equals your why statement, right? You fill in those blanks, to blank so that blank. First part is your impact, and then the so that is your contribution, whatever you fill in after that, right? Again, the contribution portion to inspire people is what ties all this stuff together for Simon. It brings focus and direction to the impact that he wants to make on the world. And Simon's contribution, it's essentially what he does, right, to make his why a reality. The books he writes, the workshops he conducts, and the speeches that he gives, all that stuff, those are all part of his what. The what he does to move his cause forward, to inspire people to do what inspires them. And the more he inspires people to do what inspires them, the more of an impact he has towards making the world a better place, thus living out his why statement. That's his why, to inspire people to do the things that inspire them so that together we can change our world. Now, as we go into this, think about how you might be able to put your why statement together. Right? To give you another example to kind of dive deeper into my own why, which is to empower and educate people everywhere so that they can improve their lives and achieve their goals. That's my why. That's my belief. That's my purpose in life. Not just professionally, but personally as well. And the impact, right, that I want, again, remember, always remember as you're putting together your why statement, impact plus contribution. You want to have those two things within this format, this template. So the impact that I want to make is for everyone, everywhere, to improve their lives and achieve their goals. Now, my contribution, what I do to make the impact I desire, is writing books and articles, delivering speeches, publishing new episodes of this personal development podcast, right? The blog at deanbukhari.com or at meaningfulhq.com, and the book summaries that we publish over at Flashbooks, right? All of this stuff, it's an expression of my why. If you look at anything I do, you'll notice that all roads lead back to why: to empower and educate people everywhere so that they can improve their lives, achieve their goals. And this is all based, and it springs from the to blank so that blank format, which was designed to be simple, straightforward enough such that anyone can draft a meaningful why by using it. Hopefully you'll be doing that at the end of this episode. And you can use it to create an individual why, or you can use it to create an organizational why. It's a powerful tool. It can pull your thoughts and actions towards doing what matters most to you. So now it's your turn. Grab a pen, grab a pad, and use this to blank so that blank template to start drafting your own why statement. Take as much time as you need to do this, but keep in mind that you can modify your why as you evolve as an individual, but get something down on paper. None of this stuff is set in stone unless you want it to be. So draft as many why statements as you can using this, filling in the blanks, to blank so that blank. Again, mine is to educate and empower people everywhere so that they can improve their lives and achieve their goals. That's my why. What's your why? It can be about anything. As long as there's some kind of impact and some kind of contribution, and you're using this format, this template that they lay out in the book. And you can modify it in the future if you need to. Draft as many why statements as you need to draft until you find that one that really resonates with you on an emotional level. Right? Just keep on writing. Keep on writing until you almost want to cry when you think about your why. And once you've chosen a meaningful why statement, then post it up. Look at it every day. Use it kind of as your guiding post, you're sort of like a North Star. When you're feeling lost with your career or in life, just think about your why statement. Say, okay, this is what I'm trying to do. This is who I really am, and this is what I'm all about. This is what I stand for. This is my purpose. And that is what a why statement is all about. So grab a pen and a pad. If you're driving right now, pull over and do this, right? This is your life. This is your purpose we're talking about. So write it out, draft a why statement, and live by that statement so that anybody that ever asks you what you do, you talk about why you do it. You inspire the heck out of them. You get them pumped up about why by talking about your why. Listen, if you want the book summary for Find Your Why, you can pick that up over at getflashbooks.com if you want to dive deep into this process of starting with why, finding your why, and living with purpose. So go out there every single day. First, make sure you get this why thing done. Figure out your why statement. Use this template and go out there every day and live like you give a damn.